بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. وقال سبحانه وتعالى قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is, in my understanding, the second Jumu'ah in the month of Ramadan. And each and every one of us, male, female, young, old, etc., can reach great heights. Muhaddithin explain that aside from the great malaika, a person can inculcate within them malakuti sifat, that means angelic qualities. In this world, opportunities come subject to the amount of wealth, influence, and clout we have in society. As they say in Durban, is not what you know, is who you know. So the world works like that. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا ينظر إلى صوركم وأموالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. Allah doesn't look at your wealth and the face, who's this person, then you come, that person, no. Qulubikum, look at the heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the actions. So today's topic, my beloved friends and most respected listeners over the receiver, live streaming, etc., is about the institution of advice, taking to the advice, and the facility of correction and accepting correction. When a person will allow himself to be advised, allow himself to take nasihat, allow himself to be corrected, then a lot of good will come to that person's life. We're going to go into Quran Sharif, and obviously, those that are the great scholars, they will quote in depth. As I mentioned before, I'm the student, so I'm quoting on a student level. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam had given his people dawat, and he told the people of Nineveh, that place is near Iraq, Mosul, that look, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at that time, they did not take to the advice. At that time, they were still doubting about the correction. And so Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, there's a long discussion about that. We won't delve into that at all, but had to leave that place for the necessary reasons that the Mufassirin give us explanation to. We want to come to this point, what Quran speaks about, لَمَّا آمَنُوا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. What was that point when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning of it is when they believed, when they came to believe, we removed from them the punishment. What was the catalyst of the punishment being moved? That when they saw the impending punishment coming to them, the azab, obviously now, you know what, I was cautioned about this. I was advised about not treading this way. This is a no-entry zone, you know what I'm saying. I'm putting it in our understanding. And that appeal to the inside, that appeal to the heart to take some correction, to take some understanding. Ulama say that there were about 100,000 in that town, right? And 100,000 people accepted the correction. Because at that time Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam is not there. He's gone on the journey. And based on that understanding to accept advice and nasihat, the tables turn for these people and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves them. They are not counted amongst those aqwam and those people like the Aad and Thamud and Qomelut, etc., who were destroyed because those people didn't repent. They didn't take the correction. On the other hand, Quran is in depth, my dear friends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this book to read it also, to hold it also, but to take the lessons that come in it. In the time of Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, Nuh alayhi salam, his people were punished by means of a flood, excessive water. So there's different explanation how that flood was. Last night we had some rain, we know how much havoc it caused. This wasn't just a normal flood. It was raining beyond buckets. Some say that 15 yards, 40 yards above the mountain, the water was flowing. So this ark or the vessel, what Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam had constructed, they going on this. And Quran says, وَيَتَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ وَنَادَى نُوحٌ ابْنَهُ وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلِ يَا بُنَيَّ إِرْكَمْ مَعَنَا وَلَا تَكُمْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam is giving advice to his son. What an advice, what a loving advice. Ya bunayya irkab ma'ana. We won't read the ba, it's joined over there. But irkab, come, join us. Wala takum ma'al kafirin. Don't join the bad company. Stay away from that. Now, if he had to accept, he'll be amongst the believers. If he had to accept, till Qiyamah's day, we'll count him as a person who took the correction. But what Quran is saying? وَكَانَ فِي مَعَزِلِي. He was sitting in one corner. And he's giving his father long stories. قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلِي يَعْسِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِيمٌ. That, oh my father, I will take to a mountain. I don't need to come with you on this boat. There's an indirect thing. I will take to the mountain. The mountain is so high. I don't need to worry. What does Quran say? وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. That, you know, if you have to look at it this way, father, son, any person who got children, grandchildren, and you're advising him on a day that we in some seaside where there's no fitna before people take it there. And he's going too deep in the waters. Be careful, be careful. And he's not listening and suddenly a wave comes and takes him away. وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ بَيْنَهُمَ الْ. Between them came a huge wave. And after that, he became among those who were destroyed. مُغْرَقِينَ. What was the catalyst here, my dear friend? When the correction was given, not just a correction. Ya bunayya, e mere ladle bete, e mere pyare bete. Oh my beloved community, oh my beloved friends, how it's mentioned. Take to the advice. But when advice is not taken, then this is all the destruction that comes. Look at another one. Example. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. Long story short, we know we don't make sajda to anyone, to any besides our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here it was sajda ta'zim. Sajda of honor is a command of Allah. When Allah's command comes, two rakat you must read here, then you read two rakat. When Allah's command comes, delay maghrib, we delay maghrib. We don't question. So this is Allah's command. Make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. What is the reaction to this advice? What is the reaction to this command? What is the reaction to the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You say, you know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, that what is the reason?
Ma manaka Allah tasjud.
What stopped you? Now look, giving excuses that khalaqtani min nar. You know Allah, I am created from fire, man. And fire burns, it's bright, it's attractive, so to say. It's got so much of benefit. Wa khalaqtahu min tin. And that one you want me to make sajda to, what is made from? It's made from sand, man. Sand is downtrodden. Nobody takes pride over sand. When Jabula come and drop 1 cubic of sand outside the house, anyone invites the locality, like how we invite to see a brand new Mercedes, come see my sand. So khalaqtahu min tin, he's just a sand, man. He's nothing. Now what is the outcome of not taking to something that is progressive? Fakhla fa innaka rajim. You're amongst the accursed ones. You lost out. From where to where? Ulama say that this Iblis was ta'usul malaika. Among the birds, when you talk of birds, we talk of parrot, we talk of macaw. And the bird that stands out that is very beautiful, especially when it fans its tail out, is what? Peacock, isn't it? More. In the description of Iblis, he was known as ta'usul malaika, the peacock. He wasn't an angel, but so much he did to reach that height. But this is the reaction to it, that from that height he became rajim, accursed. Why? The reaction to advice, the reaction to a prompt that come in the right direction. Now, in the similar strain, going down in the verses, Surah Araf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forbidden Adam alayhi salatu wa salam from going towards a certain tree. When Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was asked, Alam anhakuma, that what stopped you or what prompted you until kuma shajara, that you went towards this tree when we told you don't go towards this tree. Adam alayhi salam didn't go into an argument. You know Allah, many trees look same. The mango tree and the mulberry tree looking same. By mistake I went away there. Allah, you know, I understood it as a tree, but not that size of tree. I'm just giving rash excuses that people present when advices are given. What was the reaction of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam? Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. This is now coming in front of advice, coming in front of a command with humbleness. Oh my Allah, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. I have oppressed myself. We have oppressed ourselves. وَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا. If you don't forgive us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. We'll be among those who are destroyed. So, till Qiyamah's day, Shaitan's reaction will be spoken about. Adam alayhi salam's response will be spoken about. Till Qiyamah, behavior of the people of Yunus alayhi salam will be remembered. And behavior of the son of Nuh alayhi salam will be remembered. The question is, my dear friend, I'm the one who's speaking. What am I writing for my record? What is my makeup? I'm on a journey, and on this journey there are different road signs. Some signs are informative, some signs are warning signs, some signs are complete no-no signs. There's different signs. There's a no-entry sign. It's not a warning sign. It's saying don't do that. A yield sign is a warning sign. And 20 kilometers to Pietermaritzburg is an informative sign. On the road to my akhirat, in this month of Ramadan, what is my reaction to correction? How do I behave when I'm corrected? Because on a daily basis, I'm making a dua. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. O Allah Ta'ala, guide me on the right path. So one side a dua is being made. When the dua and the arrangements for the dua is being manifested in front of me, what is my reaction to it? See, to get guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a lot written on it, on a majlis of Jumu'ah talk where there's 25 minutes. Here we get half an hour, alhamdulillah, it's still much compared to other places. Impossible to go into everything. But guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, correction that Allah ta'ala arranges, advices that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arranges. On the one hand, I'm saying it, ihdinas sirat al-mustaqim, guide me. Is my call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ritual or is it virtual? Do I really want that guidance? Now how guidance will come? Guidance will come with nasihat, advice. And if the advice is not heeded to, or if a person does not know what to do, and he will make mistake, he will be corrected. Then a person will be guided. So on the one side, I'm holding the gilaf and the cloth of the Kaaba, Allah guide me. I'm reaching Madina Sharif and I'm saying, Allah guide me. Iftar time, I'm saying, Allah guide me. Allahumma hdini, Allahumma hdini. Now how do I want this guidance to come? We're asking Allah Ta'ala for food. When the food is coming, I don't want to eat. So my dear friends, the first correction for myself, because Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he wanted to advise something to himself, he would mention it in a talk. So all of you, you're on a high level. I don't know your profile. I'm worried about myself. I have to stand in front of Allah and Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That when advice is given to me, what inhibitions come in my heart? You see, there's something called body language. If you're a parent, you'll understand what I'm saying. When a child starts jumping this way, that way, he's not happy. What he wants to do? He wants to go to the toilet. If you see somebody doing like this, moving his hand like this, what is he saying? He's waving. What do you mean? Feeling hot. So body language speaks a lot. When I am being corrected in a public platform or by a senior person or by a chum, a pal, a buddy, a friend, what is my body language? Kya mere chehre ke upar 6 baje bhi padta hai? Do I start frowning? Who is he to advise me, man? You know who I am. Hey. You know who am I? You know my bank balance. Why? I can buy you all off with one check. Before I write the first figures, you'll already be in my pocket. Does this go through my heart? You know what people think of me? You know how many umrahs I made? You know how much jamaat work I did? You know who I'm bayat to? You know how many students I got? You know how many bayans I gave? What is going through my mind when Allah Ta'ala is giving the correction? This body language that speaks a lot, even if I'm remaining silent, should now, my dear brother, istafti qalbak, I have to be the mufti of my heart. That am I ready to take it? So my dear friends, a wise person said that we're not short of correctors, alhamdulillah, in this Durban, there's many people that can correct us. We're short of receiving the correction. If I can humble myself, like Adam alayhi salam, after all, we belong to Adam alayhi salam. We don't belong to shaitan to give excuses. We the children coming from there. If we can humble ourselves and say, oh Allah, the correction that is given to me is not the correction from this person. This is intizam min Allah. This is arrangement from you. See, we understand it in other places. Somebody was just thinking like, ya Allah, you know, if I can just have one of that wonderful oud. And he just thought of it to Allah. And someone tonight by iftar gave him one oud that is one of its kind. What will he say? This is from Allah. He is just the means, isn't it? Because I never speak to anybody. I spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't start bringing ouds here, boy. This is an example. Dear friends, what we are saying is that when I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then is that shukr coming for the correction that is coming to me? Whatever is my correction. Or at that moment, I'm making multawi of the correction. I think so. Maulana now is talking about people from Joburg. Durban is one of his kind, you know. Actually not talking to me, he's referring to my friend. Two of us were there, he was talking to him. This type of reaction, my dear friend, is all showing my condition that I haven't got digestion ability for a spiritual correction. Like how sometimes somebody throws up. We say he got IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. This is also IBS, iman bearing syndrome. He can't take information. It's a syndrome now. He can't accept it. So my dear friends, look at the outcome of where we can reach. If I take correction for whatever my weakness is being highlighted to me, then I'll get the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the happiness of Allah. Dear friends, if someone's parent or brother or wife is displeased with them, and someone just tells us, you know what, I think so, just talk to your father like this. Just make salam to your brother like that. Oh, I think so, just take one chocolate for your wife. And he takes to the advice, and that father, that brother, and that wife is elated, and they congratulate him, and they're so happy with him. What's the feeling in the heart when somebody who was displeased with us become pleased? You know the feeling. It's like a mountain off the shoulder. Father is happy with me, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. My dear friends, this is not a father or a brother or a wife. This is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. When we take to the correction, Allah's happiness will come with us. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be happy with us. There'll be peace of mind, contentment of heart, and there'll be a smooth sailing in our life. Now we're not saying what advice. Each person, starting off from the speaker himself, I need introspection on my avenue of correction. There's no two people got the same level of correction. Each person going to the doctor don't go for the same thing. Someone is going for the leg, someone is going for the hand, someone is going for the head, someone is going for the eyes. What is my correction that I need? My dear friends, it was the quality of the people of the past and still now that they will ask people, Allimni ya Hibr, teach me. What were they saying? Please do a diagnostic analysis on me to see what is my shortcomings. Today, is there anybody that is brave enough to go in front of someone that is truthful and present himself and say, do an in-depth checkup on me or be honest with me? See, my dear friends, if you can't do it with somebody who's maybe we don't have an informal relationship, we can do it with our friend. Hey, Ahmad, come here. I want to ask you the truth. Tell me the truth. What kind of person I am. But don't mince your words. Speak the truth. And here's a gift for you if you talk the truth. Hey, but you're a wonderful man. After Junaid Baghdadi is you. Give him one smack. You're lying. Tell me the truth. No, I know I'm going to fall into a trap, man. Tell me the truth. Who am I? Now, this is called taking the plunge, my dear friends. Remember, temporarily there will be a discomfort. Yeah, you know, when you make namaz, your ruku and sajda is not right. Why did I ask him? And you know, I noticed many times, my friend, your pants is below your ankles. And you only sometime putting it above your ankles for namaz time, and after that you're lowering it. Yeah, all right. What else? Ahmad, you know, Muhammad, you know, I don't know how to tell you this, but I was sitting in one adult class and they told us that those that wear t-shirts and when they go for sajda, the satar is showing. The ulama mentioned something about the salah and the condition of the salah when you leave it exposed for more than certain amount of time. Ahmad, Muhammad, don't get angry, but this is what I notice in you. Alright, any more? Yeah, just one or two more things. My dear friend, you asked me to say it now, but because you opened for correction, you know when you're going for sajda, your one foot is above the ground, and I heard from the Mufti Sahib, but maybe I heard wrong, you can go ask him properly. The person whose feet is above the ground for a certain amount of time, what is the condition of the salah there? Just go check it up. Hey, but you mean so much you knew about me, but you never correct me. That I come to the masjid, I'm parking wrong, and I'm leaving my shoes where other old people are tripping on it, and my shoes are getting damaged, and I'm getting angry with them. You mean I do all that? And you notice that I'm making wudu too fast and leaving some portion where the Quran is saying ilal marafiq, including the elbows, including the ankle, and I'm leaving it till you notice that also about me? Hey, what a friend you are, but why you kept quiet? He said, I know why I kept quiet, because you're a heavyweight boxing champion. If I had to speak before this, I don't know what will be my condition. Say, all right, is there anything else now? Now, while I'm on the operating table, you gave the anesthetic, do the operation. Say, yeah, you know what, I didn't know how to tell you this, but you bringing your small child to the masjid too often, and that child is making noise and disturbing the taraweeh, and you also bringing it for other salah. Hey, but you know what, Muhammad, that's my beloved child. So Muhammad will tell him, is your beloved child, not our beloved child. We coming here for our beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your child is thinking that this is the what you call the Olympics, to run around in the safs here. He's having race and disturbing our namaz, and he's making noise, and you bringing your child with murat in the masjid. Now that excuses will start, that you know, Ahmad, you know, I'm trying to link him up to the masjid because it's mentioned in certain countries a place of prayer without children's chirp in the back will never achieve something. That is a certain country's thought. We don't go by the certain country's thought. Certain country will say something. Doesn't mean because they got some flavor of Islam in them, they are the representative of Islam. We look at Nabi alayhi salam and Quran, the masjid and the respect of it, so that person will explain to him like that. Of course, my dear friends, when the correction comes, then Muhammad should say, Jazakallahu ahsanul jaza. Oh my friend Muhammad, I really appreciate this advice. In future, I will keep my child at home. And when he comes of age, you see, what is the meaning of coming for age? Ulama, yeah, they can guide me after the talk. If a child is small, but he got the brains of someone that is big, bring him. But if a child is big, see, like, he's still 7 years old, but he's behaving like a small chiniki now, he don't know how to carry on, then let him stay at home till his mother can teach him manners. What is the masjid? That's how we work, my dear friends. Otherwise, what's going to happen? A person will desecrate the masjid. How many times we have to clean up the masjid? So these are the ailments of society, which I have to open myself for the correction without taking anger in it. Last but not least, those that are doing the correction also. Different strokes for different folks. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam would correct with softness. Abu Umama al-Bahili mentions, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when that person came to ask, that give me ijazat to commit zina. Imagine we in Masjid al-Hilal, and our respected Imam, Sheikh Ahmad Suleiman, someone come and ask him, Molana, you know, I just want to ask you permission to commit zina, can you help me out? What will say? What you asking to Mufti Sahib? What you asking to Molana? Are you mad? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's approach to this person, the way he did the correction, is also important. That if we correct in a certain way, then that streak of pride won't jump up. So then he told the person, I'm just expediting what took place because time is against me. No lunch today, but people got that sleep in mind. That sleep after Juma is miraculous. Eh? One of his kind before going back. So he sit down. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam didn't just tell him, wala taqrabu zina innahu kana fahisha wa sa'a sabila. No. He didn't quote to him all this. He gave him an explanation to open up his mind. Hey, if someone have to do this to your mother, you would like it. No, no, no. Sister, no. Daughter, no. Auntie, no. He opened up his mind. So there's two sides to the coin also. Wallah, my dear brothers, when we see something, try the soft approach also. You know, there's many type of weapon to use. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, amongst his tools of winning the people's heart, was a tool of love. Allahu Akbar. If you tell a person sweetly, I'm just going to share with you one experience of one alim. He saw one person whose pants was above his ankles. Now to tell him directly, that will be doing open heart surgery without anesthetic. So he told him, if your car lights are switched on, and you left it on in the parking lot, and you're reading namaz here, whole Jummah, will you appreciate if I tell you to switch it off? Say, yes. If you bought 2.5 or 10 kilo sugar from the local store, save whatever, and it's leaking on the way to your house, and I stopped you by the time you reach 5 kilo, will you appreciate? Say, yes, that's a sweet correction. Say, shall I show you something that will lighten up your akhirat and sweeten your life? Your pants are below your ankles. Please put it up. That person reacted to that alim and told him, Molana, under normal circumstances, I'm a heavyweight champion, I would have handled you. But because you gave me such an explanation, I'll take to it and I'll correct it for the rest of my life. So dear friends, there's 2 weeks left, plus minus. I haven't got the exact amount of days in my mind. Let us make an azme musammam. Let us make a firm determination that whatever is wrong in me, Allah Ta'ala will give me the opportunity to find the truth of it. You see, in the Naqshbandi silsila, most of us are from the Chishti silsila. We bear that weight. But also Naqshbandi, they are here, my dear brother. There's one thing in the Naqshbandi silsila, it comes in a kitab. Ey Allah, mujhe didare kusur naseeb farma de. It comes in Chishti silsila also. Allah, give me the ability that I can find my faults before death. So in this month of Ramadan, let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, highlight my faults. For example, if I'm making tashahud, and immediately my fingers are going in the tashahud position before the time, it requires correction. Don't become angry with this. If I'm seated with people and how I'm handling them, don't get angry with this. Thank Allah ta'ala for accepting our du'as. So again, on the culmination of this topic of introspection, which Maulana Ahmad gave me the chance to speak for about 8 to 10 days. Allah bless him. The culmination of it, my dear brothers, is that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me the correction before I have to stand up on the day of resurrection. If we can get that right, my dear friends, this Ramadan will be worthwhile to say Eid Mubarak, because we achieve that inner taqwa that we want. If I have told you that something that benefited you, Tawfiq ilahi murshid paak ki barkat se. And if I said something that did not buffet the respect, or somebody felt that I'm targeting them, I don't know anybody here, my dear friends. I know you all by face. This is my target for myself. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to continue and live on Siratul Mustaqim. Wa akhiran.